You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, here we go. Marty's got his gloves on. He's going to, what are we going to do now, Marty? Tell me a little bit.
A little bit of Botox for the lower part of the face. We're going to inject the chin area, the mentalis, and these little muscles that come from the corner of your mouth down to the jaw, and that's going to turn your lips so it looks like you're happier than you already are. We're also going to do a little bit in the neck area, which is going to relax these bands.
So I'm going to get rid of this chicken neck I got?
Yeah, a little bit on the upper part of it, for sure.
Okay, because I've always, that's the one thing that I notice is the chicken neck. It has bothered me that I got this chicken neck. It makes me feel like I'm a little older. You don't have chicken neck.
Oh, I have plenty, believe me.
It doesn't look like it.
You got to get your glasses.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, listen, let's get started. Everybody look on the Jim Freed Facebook page if you want to watch this. I got to ratchet up my courage here, so hold on a second.
I'm going to play some facial music.
Right. So we're going to start a little bit here.
Oh, shit, I'm scared. Oh, did I just say a bad word?
Yeah, don't use those words.
Okay, I'm not going to use those words.
Just relax. And
come on.
This doesn't hurt. We use very special needles. It doesn't really hurt. A little pinch right here. The mentalis muscle. Let's relax this little crinkly stuff.
Nothing. I felt nothing.
And then we're going to do this over here, what we call the grimace lines. But in actuality, what that's going to do is going to turn the corners of your lip up.
Hold on, because my Facebook feed is getting your tushy. Hold on a second. I'm going to move the thing over here. Dave was only doing your thing. Oh, my God. I feel it already. But I feel it already, or is that just my brain?
I think that you're a little...
I'm just scared. Nervous. You know what, Liz?
Yeah. We're going to do the other side now, over here, the same little spot. You want to be symmetrical. These injections are not really for anyone to be doing. It should be someone who's had, some experience, obviously. So the idea here is to turn this corner of the lip up a little bit because this muscle is always pulling down a little bit.
Sort of like Billy Idol? Give like a Billy Idol lip there? What do you think about a little Billy Idol lip? What do you think about that, Wanda?
No.
Yeah, you like that. I can't hear a thing because I don't have my headsets on right
exactly.
now.
Now we're going to address the little chicken neck, like you said, with a series of little pinches along down here.
Oy.
Not too bad. It's not that bad. You're supposed to be coaxing these people that they can do it without any discomfort. And here you're going, oi, oi.
Because it's not, but it's comfortable. As soon as I start talking, I make a mess up. But no, actually, it's pretty cool. I didn't really yell. I just was actually laughing. Dave's dropping everything over there. You okay, Dave? Okay, good. All right. Wow, this is great. That's okay. Reach across. I don't care, Marty. Don't worry about it. This is great. Oh, my gosh. I hope people are watching this on Facebook. This is hilarious.
So the last thing we're going to do are these are the needles we were talking about, and you can see that there's a little thread around it. And all you're going
to
feel...
I don't want to look.
You're not going to feel a little baby pinch right here.
Baby pinch for the baby.
Delicious.
Pull the needle out, and that's it.
That
thread's in there.
That's it? I'm such a sissy. That's nothing.
So when you're not used to
that's nothing.
Get a little bit nervous.
No, it's nervous because I'm a fear of the unknown. This is nothing.
Okay. The other side, little pinch, same thing. Pass that needle up to the skin, sorry. That one may be a little bit more uncomfortable. That's it. All done.
That's nothing. That's great. So what did you just do, Marty? Hold up. Marty's going to go back now. You're done with all of the injecting and everything?
Well, for right now.
Okay. Well, we're done injecting, so I'm going to move the Facebook stuff around again. Better. It's better. That's right. So, Marty, tell a little bit about what you did.
So, we addressed some areas of the face, which are not typically injected with Botox, but today we did what we call the mentalis area, the chin area, for these little wrinkles that you get, sometimes with expression. And then we addressed these lines here,
uh-huh.
We call the grimace lines, because mm-hmm. there's a muscle that constantly pulls that down. So, by softening that muscle up, it allows the upper face to pull the lower face up. So, the sagging begins to improve. We also injected a little bit on the bands in the neck, which also are pulling down. It's like a tug of war. You have muscles that are pulling up and muscles that are pulling down. If you take away the downward force, the muscles that pull up will give you a better benefit, and it kind of defines the jaw and rejuvenates or improves the appearance of the lower part of your face.
Well, I feel marvelous. It really didn't hurt at all. I was just being, making radio and stuff, but I think I feel great. I got no bad vibe off the whole thing. We got a little stuff here, a little biomedical waste here.
Exactly.
But other than that, it's been really, really great. I've had a great time today. David is, oh, thank you. Do I need a little, little touch up there?
And the other thing that we did was we inserted these threads into the nasolabial folds or the creases. Then that's like another way of putting a filler into the face rather than doing it through injection through a syringe. These needles have this thread attached to it. We slide it in. You saw it was relatively painless.
I was making fun, but it really wasn't. I mean, it's less than getting a blood test. This bupkis.
Right. They're little tiny needles, so it's kind of nice. But obviously, anything new, you're a little bit nervous. But once you did the first one, you saw that it was not a big deal. So the idea is to do things that are easy, painless, good effects that are no downtime, and go back to work feeling better, more positive, and be more productive.
Well, I always want to be more productive. In fact, sometimes I think I'm too productive. But I want to thank Dave for making sure that he took a great thing. We're going to show Dave here. That's right. Well, I can't get you, Dave. Sorry. But anyway, there he goes. That's Dave. Thank you so much, Dave, for everything. And Dr. Marty, if people want to get a hold of you and want to look good and feel marvelous, how do they do that?
Well, you can look us up on the website, miamiskinandlaser.com. There you can book an appointment, find out a lot about our office and the different procedures that we do. You can follow me on any type of social media under Dr. Marty Z, DrMartyz, or you can do the conventional way of calling the office at 305-532-4478.
No one's conventional anymore. Marty, roll that stuff by because we got a lot of people that are Jets fans. You got to go a little slower.
Okay. Once again, on the website, you can book an appointment or get some information about the office. It's miamiskinandlaser.com. You can follow me on any type of social media under the name DrMartyz for Dr. Marty Z. Or you can use the conventional way of calling on the office, 305-532-4478. Mention Jim Fried and his show, and we will take a little extra care for you.
Marty, you take good care of everybody. I know that because I have a lot of friends that go to you. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Dave, I want to thank you for coordinating all this with us. I look forward to continuing to look marvelous and beautiful. I hope you'll come back again sometime soon, and we can do some more great things, and people can have a crack up watching me, you know, all my frat brothers and everything. So listen, Dr. Marty Z, you can't talk about who his clients are. Suffice it to say, you see them on glossy magazines at all times. So thank you so much, Marty, for coming on the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll be back with some information about what's going on at the Miami Beach JCC. We're going to have some great folks on. Paul Frischman and his team will be right here, so stick with us. If you want to know what's going on this summer on Miami Beach, Paul's going to talk. Marty, thanks again so much for being on. Wanda, take it away. Hi.